Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today we have an email from Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki sent us a graphic. We'll figure out how to distribute this along with the episode, I'm sure. Her email says, I saw this on Facebook and it reminded me of your LSAT advice to study where whenever you can, even if it's just one LR question. Figured I'd share it with y'all. Good. We have we got the handle even on the image. It's Sarah H. Arnold Hall, maybe. And it says, showing up daily. What we think it means, and it's got a whole bunch of full circles.
Mm-hmm.
And then below that, what it actually means. And it's got a chain of, well, a couple full circles, a couple real almost empty circles, a couple half full circles, a little more than half, a little below half, almost full. But like only a couple of them are full is the point.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's a pretty cool visualization. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. And I would say, look, if you do one question and you're fully engaged with that question and learning from it, I would count it as a full circle, even if it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's the gym door thing.
Yeah.
You know, like some days are harder than others, y'all.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yep.
And you got to keep moving, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to climb the whole mountain today. You have to make one step forward.
Yep.
And, absolutely, man, if you do, you know, like if you're taking your drilling seriously in the demon, then the demon's going to be giving you harder and harder questions, right?
Yeah.
So you fire up the demon, you do one question, you take your time with it, you solve it, you get it right. You feel 100%, you click submit, you got it right. If that's all you got for today, then that's all you got for today.
Yeah.
And you might, though, like fool yourself, right? You might be tricked. You might like trick yourself into doing more than you thought you could, because you might squeeze out another rep.
Yeah.
And, but if that's all you, or, you know, like, boy, consider the opposite too, right? You take your time with it, do your best on it. You really think you've unlocked it. You think you figured it out. You hit submit, you get it wrong.
Yep.
And now you've got the really valuable, important piece, which is the review part.
Mm-hmm.
And you really think it through. You know, we're there to help. Read the explanation, watch the videos. Get yourself to that point where you feel the click.
Yeah.
Hit the ask button if you have to, like get help, get the help you need and do it right now. Don't put it off. Don't put that off for tomorrow. Like do the review now. 'Cause that's the valuable part.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, once you've done that review of that one question, and if that's all you got, then you get to check the box you did today.
Yep.
Streak alive, even if it's just one question. I mean, honestly, I would, you know, we recorded earlier that episode with Angela, who was like doing an hour of drilling every day, plus trying to do timed sections, plus review, plus doing two timed sections on the weekends. She was like going for only, it sounds like, full circles, right?
Yeah, she was getting full circles in terms of time.
Right.
But not in terms of actual engagement or moving the ball forward. So I would say she looks more like this second row of incomplete circles, whereas someone who maybe only spent 20 minutes one day because they just were fully engaged but then had to check out for some other reason, they had to go do something and they reviewed it carefully. Boy, that's a full circle. You're moving the ball forward.
Yeah. A little bit goes a long way. Just keep making those incremental baby steps. Some days you're going to have the time and energy and focus to do a lot, but other days, you're going to just try to do that little bit no matter what. just kind of show up.
You know, to dig a little deeper here, if you follow this where you're doing a little bit every day and your circles are not completely full, right? If you're still trying the best you can, what you're going to find is that they get easier and easier to fill up. So really, over time, you're going to see more and more full circles. I see it at the gym all the time. When I get back into it, it's like, oh, this is rough. But then it gets easier and it's like, start hitting the stride again, you know? Anyways, thanks for writing in. Thanks for sending that, Nikki. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.